Welcome to the Hockey Ben Report podcast. This morning, I'll be previewing the Ottawa Senators. The Senators come into the season with plenty of optimism after finishing last year with 73 points, which put them 7th in the Atlantic Division and 26th overall. They fell just short of their preseason total of 73.5. This season, expectations are much higher. They currently have a preseason point total of 86.5, heavily shaded to the over at BetOnline, minus 130, and they are plus 5,000 to win the Stanley Cup. The Sens made major changes this offseason, and it's the reason their point total has jumped 13 points. They traded for scoring winger Alex DeBrincat. They signed veteran winger Claude Giroux. They traded for goalie Cam Talbot, and they will have a full year of Matthew Joseph, who was acquired at the trade deadline last year. Ottawa says goodbye to veteran forward Connor Brown, goalies Matt Murray and Philip Gustafson, and they also have a full year without veteran forward Nick Paul, who was involved in the Matthew Joseph trade at the deadline last year. So how does Ottawa get over their point total this year? Well, it starts with their forward additions. DeBrincat is a proven forward goal scorer in this league and will definitely improve their power play and their overall offense. Claude Giroux may have lost a step, but he's still a player that had 65 points in 75 games last year. Both wingers fill in major holes in Ottawa's top six forward group. They join a group of young players that are all entering their prime: Brady Tkachuk, Tim Stützle, Josh Norris, and Drake Batherson. Stützle in particular, who will play center to start the year, looks to me like a guy that is primed for a breakout. Beyond the top six, they have a lot of speed on their third line with Formanton and Matthew Joseph. Anton Forsberg was very good for the Sens last year, and a full season of him, along with veteran addition Cam Talbot, should give the Sens at least average goaltending. Beyond Forsberg last year, the Sens goaltending struggled, so getting 35 strong starts from Talbot will be important. So with all the great additions, why are the Sens still expected to be well outside of a playoff spot, with their point total sitting at 86.5? Well, the defense group is still a problem, and the main reason why someone would play an under on this team. Beyond Thomas Chabot, the Sens lack true top four defensemen. If they expect to play Travis Hamonic on their top pair, they're in for a long season. We could be playing a lot of overs in Sens games this year. Head coach DJ Smith also hasn't shown that he is a coach that can get this team to play above expectations. It's been widely reported that he's not a fan of Eric Brandstrom's game, and he was involved in bringing Nikita Zaitsev to Ottawa from Toronto. Is he going to lean on the veterans like Zaitsev and Hamonic this year? History suggests he will, which I don't think is going to help this team going forward. So when looking at a bet recommendation for the Senators, I've already played against them in a matchup with the Red Wings, so I'll continue with an angle fading this team. All of the team, the media, and their fans are expecting big things this year. They're expecting a team to compete for a playoff spot, although the betting market is suggesting a team that will be well outside of a playoff spot in the 86-87 point range. The expectations are high in the market, and if they are not within a couple points of a playoff spot when December rolls around, I think we'll see Pierre Dorion make a change behind the bench. So right now you can find DJ Smith plus 2,000 to be the first coach fired. This has already moved from plus 2,800 just a week ago. And like I spoke about Lindy Ruff, I think there are really only a few realistic candidates for this prop. There are going to be some teams that perform well below expectations, and it's possible that there are a few other names that are going to get involved here. But I think Smith should be second choice right behind Ruff, and right now he's in the middle of the pack at plus 2,000. So I think that's pretty good value here. That's all for today. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button. And if you can, please share and leave a review. You can follow me on Twitter at HockeyBetReport to join in on the conversation. I'll be back tomorrow with a preview of the Philadelphia Flyers.